If you thought Hollywood celebrities could not get more extreme in promoting abortion, wait till you hear about this.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Well, hello, friends. Father Frank Pavone here. Thank you for joining us in the End Abortion Podcast. We at Priests for Life are very excited to be able to bring you a lot of audio content. And the audio in these podcasts will be varied. Some of it, like today, will be my sharing with you some articles that I recently have had published in various websites and publications. At other times, it will be sermons that I or other members of our team have given, talks to various pro-life audiences and events, or interviews, or sometimes we'll bring you recordings of some of the programming we have put out on various radio stations. All of this will combine to make a very informative and inspirational End Abortion Podcast. And as the name says, the purpose of this podcast, as the purpose of our organization, Priests for Life, overall, is to bring an end to the killing of children by abortion, to restore protection to the children in the womb who have been deprived of their most fundamental right, which is life itself. Well, today I want to share with you the article that I recently had published at Newsmax.com. I am now a regular contributor to that site. Newsmax.com is a place that I recommend you go every day for a lot of great content. And as I say, every 2 weeks or sometimes more often, you'll see there an article from me. The article that appeared in the Wednesday, August 22nd edition of my regular column at Newsmax.com is titled, "Shout Your Abortion with Bling, Says Hollywood." No matter how much money, Hollywood glitter, political power, and media dominance pro-choice advocates enjoy, they cannot take the stigma out of abortion. But that doesn't stop them from trying. The Shout Your Abortion movement has reared its ugly head again. This time, Oprah promoted it in her latest issue of O Magazine. Earlier this year, Will and Grace star Deborah Messing was showing off her shiny new bling on Instagram, a necklace with a bejeweled 1973 charm on it. It was a piece created by jewelry designer Sophie Ratner. Sophie's own caption read, quote, "We've designed this 1973 necklace in collaboration with Physicians for Reproductive Health to commemorate the 45th anniversary of the historic 1973 Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision. 30% of proceeds will be donated to the organization to help them continue their important work," end of quote. The jewelry is in bad taste and will most likely not catch on. And there's really good reason why. People don't like to celebrate the year abortion was legalized in the United States. When the claim that Roe v. Wade is a life-saving legacy is vocalized, human nature instinctively intuits the hypocrisy that is not vocalized. It brings to mind the unspoken other half of the equation in every abortion, the children who lose their lives. And that is the complete opposite of life-saving. Contradictions make people uncomfortable. So even if a few celebrities are virtue signaling and patting each other on the back, it doesn't mean the jewelry truly celebrates a good cause. Hollywood is so often out of touch with what ordinary people are thinking and feeling. The push to celebrate this jewelry is just another example of one of those times. If Hollywood believes women want to shout their abortions by displaying them around their necks, they've got it backwards. Most people want to sweep it under the rug and forget it ever happened. I see that dynamic close up every day. For over 15 years, I have been privileged to serve as the pastoral director of both Rachel's Vineyard, the world's largest ministry for healing after abortion, and the Silent No More Awareness Campaign, the largest mobilization of those who have lost children to abortion and speak out about their experience. Silent No More was born out of a deep need in women and men who have been wounded by abortion and ignored by the culture and by the media at large. Our campaign makes the public aware of the devastation PTSD, suicide, drug abuse, promiscuity, abuse, and much more that abortion brings to women, men, and families, and seeks to expose and heal the secrecy and silence surrounding the emotional and physical pain of abortion. Abortion has wreaked havoc in the lives of millions. But Hollywood doesn't want to talk about that. You won't see a single woman or man coming out of one of our Rachel's Vineyard healing retreats donning a 1973 necklace. They know there is nothing to celebrate after choosing the death of a child. And none of the people I work with made that decision with smiles on their faces. It was with the same sense of doom as people on death row. To them, celebrities like Deborah Messing, who display 1973 in diamonds, or top chef stars who don Planned Parenthood pins on their lapels, are not the heroines of reproductive rights they would like to be. To abortion survivors, they are more like triggers. They belong to the oppressive system that victimized them with their propaganda and lies. Roe versus Wade is not a celebration. I knew the real Roe, the petitioner in the Roe v. Wade case. Her name was Norma McCorvey. Her reaction on the day she learned through a newspaper that she had technically won the case and that Roe v. Wade had legalized abortion nationwide was devastation. She told me it was the worst day of her life. Unlike the false narrative that has been perpetuated since 1973, Norma never celebrated abortion, and she never had one. She was used by powerful people around her who had their own agendas. After converting to a pro-life position, Norma spent the rest of her life fighting to reverse the Supreme Court decision that bore her name. But I wouldn't expect Deborah Messing, the rest of Hollywood, the media, or the elites to admit that. If the truth got out, they would no longer be able to control the narrative. But the truth is getting out, and they are panicking. While they are fundraising with tacky jewelry to keep the doors of Planned Parenthood open, and while they are sounding all the alarms at the possibility of the confirmation of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, they are ignoring what they should really be afraid of, the growing chorus of real-life voices of those who regret their abortions. Nothing will wipe the celebratory smiles off their faces faster than coming face-to-face with that truth and really listening to the women they claim to represent. The good news is that when they do connect with such women, listen to their stories, and offer them the compassionate help they really need, they will be able to share with them a real cause for celebration, the peace and wholeness that so many are finding precisely when they turn away from abortion and seek healing, the healing and forgiveness that the pro-life movement offers them. And that, brothers and sisters, is my latest column on Newsmax.com. Please do go there regularly and see the articles that I and so many other excellent writers offer on that particular platform. Thank you. This is Father Frank Pavone of Priests for Life, and we look forward to joining you frequently for these podcasts. God bless you.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.